Jeff, thanks very much for being here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Today's your last day working for the city of Knoxville. After 17 years, you will be moving on to work for the city of Des Moines. And also, you're a son of Knoxville. You're a native. You've had a lot of experience here in Knoxville. Talk a little bit about your time working in the city.
Well, it's been a wonderful, 17 years as far as the opportunity here. It's been a great part of my career. The city of Knoxville, of course, is home and always will be home. It's not something I'm definitely looking forward to getting away from. It's something that I will miss. So from that standpoint, I do want to thank Knoxville for this opportunity. But I also want to thank some of the people I've been able to work with, some of the people that have influenced my life. In those 17 years, I've had 5 city managers. Every one of them has contributed a little bit to my learning. Dick Schrod, the previous city manager, was very good to work with, and I've missed him and some of his leadership that he was able to impart on me. Current city manager Harold is doing a great job. It's a little easier to leave knowing that you've got someone like that up there to help the city along here in the future. From the standpoint of some of the other employees, wastewater, of course, has been a very difficult thing here. We've been under orders by DNR to do projects that, timing-wise, wasn't necessarily the best, but from the standpoint of necessity, they were projects. Charlie Stevens, the previous city manager, clear back to Pat Brown, dedicated people that wanted to do a good job and provide the citizens with a good service. I know there's times that citizens get frustrated. I hope they remember that these people are here to do the best they can for them. When they have a problem, you've got employees out there working with them, and not just their problem, but everyone's problem. They become ours. Snow removal, Dennis Webb down there does a great job with our street department, whether people realize it or not, but most of our snowstorms are cleaned up within 8 hours and get them back to normal. That's a very good time. A lot of cities don't get cleaned up till the next day. So they're out there, holidays, nights, while you're sleeping. They're out there doing their best, leaving their families at home, trying to make your commute to work the next day easy. So I hope the citizens appreciate the work this Public Works Department does. Kevin DeLong out at the cemetery, before him, Al Foster. People that take a lot of pride in what they do out there. And you have one of the best looking cemeteries in the state out there. And I hope people appreciate the work that this Public Works Department does, the employees that they have, and the employees that will still be here.
Talk a little bit about your own personal experience getting into public works. How did that come about?
Well, growing up in Knoxville, I worked in the underground construction business. So that's a part of the public works side of it. Going to school, engineering-wise, I worked for Metropolitan Utilities District in Omaha for 6 years, and it was a gas and water company, similar type operation, but municipal utility type thing. But going to school in Ames, I also worked for the city of Ames for 3 years, and I guess that's where my interest in the public works side grew. Worked with a gentleman up there named Paul Wiegan, who's been a mentor to me and a great influence in my career. And always in the back of my mind, I knew I wanted to get into public works, but time Knoxville didn't have one. Unfortunately, about 17 years ago, they created the position, and I got the opportunity to spend 17 years here, raised my 3 daughters here. I couldn't have asked for anything better as far as the opportunity.
What challenges and opportunities are you looking forward to now as you make the next step in your career and move into Des Moines?
Well, it's going to be a big challenge. Working at MUD in Omaha was a municipal utility of about 900 employees. Des Moines Public Works Department's about 300. Size-wise, scale-wise, I've got a big learning curve. I'm looking forward to that side of it and just expanding my challenges. There will be new challenges up there that I didn't have down here. It's a lot of the same challenges, but on a little bigger scale. Opportunity-wise, like I said, I wasn't looking to get away from Knoxville. It is home, always will be home. But 17 years here is just a great opportunity for me. It's still close enough I can get home when I want to.
Touch on what you'll miss most about working here and about the city in general.
Well, I'm going to miss the employees, the people that I've grown to know over the last few years, especially. I'm going to miss the hometown, and there's no doubt about that. There's a lot of things here in Knoxville that we would like to accomplish. I know from the sewer side, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. When I started here in 1995, there were reports from the 70s that said you need to start work immediately, and during that time, nothing had taken place. And as I look back, there's still a lot of that work to be done. A lot of challenges in working with the DNR. I think some of the efforts of the people around the state have finally convinced them to be a little more lenient on timelines. I can't say that any of the work they've asked us to do was not necessary, but it sure would have been nice to be able to schedule a little differently to not have to impact our sewer rates so much. And I think they're to that point. We have an equalization basin that we need to build. We're going to have to do some major plan improvements to meet the new DNR requirements. And so those are some of the challenges I'll miss here. I'm sure I'll get some of the same ones up in Des Moines. But just in general, it's a great community. It's home, and I will miss that side of it.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today as we wrap up?
No, again, just thank you to everyone, the employees I've worked with, the supervisors. You know, I wish Harold and our staff and the Public Works Department good luck in the future. And if I can help out in any way, I'll be glad to. I do appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Jeff.
You bet. Thank you.